Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker is Mr. David Miller, Dean of the School of Applied Studies at BJU. The title of his message is Treasure In, Treasure Out. The text is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 27.
Well, two things that I will tell you. This is the first summer that since I've been down here that I've not been a summer school student myself. In fact, I was probably one of those that was sleeping during Dr. Short's message last summer that he was talking about yesterday. I would have been out there last summer. I also would tell you, by way of introduction into my message, I'm also an empty nester now. My wife and I have just married off both our daughters in the last several months. Our oldest daughter, Stephanie, who traveled with the Steve Pettit team, she got married in the end of last summer. And our younger daughter just got married at the beginning of this summer, so we're now empty nesters. although those chicks have found a way back to the nest, which we kind of enjoy as well. That actually is an introduction to what I actually want to bring before you today. We've had a number of conversations with our two newly married daughters about wedded life, and there's been many questions about, you know, being a newlywed and things, and it's caused my wife and I to reflect on when we were first married. And now I need to tell you one more thing. I was 1 year ahead of my wife, and so I graduated from engineering school, went off and worked for General Motors, and was a bachelor for a year. Had set up my bachelor pad, had learned how to do grocery shopping. My mom had taught me how to keep myself from starving, and so I learned the mastery of Hamburger Helper. Well, then we got married and we moved into a little bit larger apartment, and my wife asked right from the get-go, well, what do you like, what would you have for me to prepare for you for dinners? And I said, I'm really not that picky. You can make Hamburger Helper. So she decided that she was going to make some Hamburger Helper, and I came home from my job as an engineer at General Motors, and sure enough, she prepared one of my favorite Hamburger Helpers, and she was so proud of herself that she said, Dave, you should say, oh, I got the best of meat. Well, we're newly married, and we're paying attention to pinch and pennies, and so we've been trying to pass some of that along to our daughters. And she shows me that she bought ground sirloin. I mean, it was the best of the best. I said, you don't need to do that, honey. It's like, just get the cheap stuff and drain the grease off and just throw it in the Hamburger Helper. Well, that story that I tell you actually captures what I would like to bring before you this morning. But before we do that and before we open up God's Word, let's ask Him for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do praise you and I do thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you would now use my words to be your words. Lord, that they would rest upon the hearts of your listeners here. Lord, that we might be encouraged, that we might be changed, that we might be made a bit more conformable to the example and the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we do pray. Amen. That story captures a modern day axiom that we have all heard, maybe uttered ourselves, garbage in, garbage out. The ingredients that you put into anything will largely determine the outputs or the results. But then by extension, our ability to honor God with our life can be in fact determined by what we take in or allow into our lives. If you open your scriptures and turn to a familiar passage, I know to most, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 27 is the text that we're going to look at this morning. In particular, the center verse, one of my favorites, verse 23. I think Solomon understood this very principle, garbage in, garbage out, as he taught his son in this particular passage. The center verse that I want to draw your attention to, verse 23, says, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. four key words that I want to draw your attention to, and then we're going to look at this verse in its context, the passage that I've mentioned. The first word, heart, the Hebrew word leb, means or gives the suggestion of the inner man, our inner faculties, our mind, our thoughts, our will, our affections, our conscience, our understanding. A little bit broader than just what we might say, you know, the symbol of heart. It's all of our, if you will, central headquarters of our life. The CPU of your life, if you will. The second word in that verse that I would like to draw your attention to is the Hebrew verb keep. Netzar is the word. It's found in Proverbs 4. It's all through this chapter. In chapter 4, verse 4, verse 6, verse 13, verse 21, verse 23, and then in chapter 5, verse 2. Derivatives of that particular word, keep. It's a very interesting word. It means to guard, to watch, to keep, to preserve, to guard from dangers, to observe as a guard or a sentinel with fidelity, to keep close or secret, to be blockaded. The third word I'd like to draw your attention to is the word diligence, Hebrew mishmar. It's an interesting word. It actually is a place of confinement, a jail, or a prison, or a guardhouse, a place that you would hold and keep things secure. Now, if you combine those three words together, the combination suggests a picture of a sentinel or a watchman with a charge to guard or to protect that inner man, the heart, our CPU of our life, from anything or anyone attempting to enter in and gain access to destroy or to cause danger. Now, why would that be? And you said four words. The last word, key word in this particular verse, issues, totsa'ah, means outgoings, outcomes, the goings forth, life's outcomes. So Solomon teaches his son, and frankly, the Lord in His God-breathed scriptures teaches us that we are to guard, put a sentinel around our heart. Why? Because from our heart are the outcomes, the outflowings, the outgoings of our life. Garbage in, garbage out. Or if I might turn the coin over, and we're going to get to this a little bit later on in this message, treasure in, treasure out. Now, in the context, let's look at the whole now of the passage and go back to verse 20. Because in verse 20, Solomon begins his admonition or his exhortation to his son and to us, and he talks about the ear gate, the ear passageway or our listening passageway into our heart. Verse 20 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings." My words, meaning words of wisdom, instruction, good input, a good ingredient, one that we should allow into our heart. One that the sentinel of our heart should say, "You're free to pass." They're good words, words of instruction. Attend, listen. Allowed to enter through those ear gates. But what is it that we're to let in? Wisdom, it says. Wisdom and instruction. Verse 21. Our eye gate. Solomon goes on and says, "Let not depart from thine eyes, keep them," that is wisdom and instruction, "in the midst of thine heart." Again, wisdom, instruction, good ingredients. Pass by, you may enter in. verse 22 and going a little bit further. And interesting, he starts to now turn to what I believe is the center point of the passage, verse 23, which we've looked at already. But he begins that turn from your ear gate, your eye gate, now your deliberations, how you would process that. For they, those things that you would have allowed in through your ear and in through your eye gate, for they are life unto those that find them, that is wisdom and instruction, and health to all your flesh. It expands on that meaning of the issues that we see in the very next verse. The outcomes are connected to the inputs in our life. The ingredients in a recipe, the ingredients, the input data does determine the output. And that's what Solomon is telling his son and us in verse 22 and then in following in verse 23. Well, now as we move further through this text, verse 24, we start to see some of the outputs or those outflowings of the heart. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. A familiar passage, Matthew 12, verse 34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The mouth is the outflowing of the heart. Jesus taught that. It's throughout the scriptures. If you want, you can do that. A study just through the book of Proverbs. It's rife with instruction about how our speech and our mouth is the outflowing of what resides in our heart. Tracing then back to Solomon's teaching, you need to guard what you allow into your heart, because it will determine what will flow out of your heart through your mouth. Verse 25, let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Our appetites can be cultivated. We tend to read and watch and look upon that which we've previously read and watched and looked upon. So what you read, what you watch, what you look upon will determine what you will look at and what you will read and what you will look upon today and tomorrow and the rest of your life. Can you, in fact, influence your own personal appetites? Yes, you can. By what you allow into your eye gates will determine where you will then send your eyes in your life. Verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Our hearts determine what we do, where we go, what activities we are involved in. Again, what you allow in, the inputs, determine your outputs. Determine where and what you will do in your life. Treasure in, treasure out. Garbage in, garbage out. We all most likely sit right in front of a great example of this very teaching and this passage that I've brought before you today. Our computers. They all have installed programs like Norton antivirus protection software. They're designed to protect our computers from allowing garbage to come in and destroy your CPU or destroy your hard drive or some of your valuable files, to corrupt your computer. And we don't think a thing about it. How many of us have a Norton Anti software in our life? It's a sobering thought. But no less, if you would be so concerned about our computer and the computer programs and the hard drive, oh, it'd be terrible if something were to crash my computer. Well, have you ever thought about it? It'd be absolutely even more terrible if something came in and crashed your life. But out of it are the issues of life, your outcomes. Garbage in, garbage out. Treasure in, treasure out. The other side of the coin. Are there practical ways that we can allow treasure in so that we can produce treasure out? If you'll turn with me over to a parallel passage, and I'd like to conclude with this study. It's an interesting parallel, I think. Philippians chapter 4, a familiar passage. But I believe that the Apostle Paul gives us or exhorts us to ways that we can allow treasure in and therefore produce treasure out. Listen to the words as I read this particular passage to you, beginning in verse 5 in chapter 4. I hope if I get over on the chapter. Verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Your testimony before men. How does that happen? An outflowing and an outcome of your life. By, I submit, what you've allowed into and what you've brought in through your ear gate and your eye gate and through your thoughts. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and you know the rest. Let your requests be made known unto God. You want to cultivate your heart? You want to protect? What should you allow past the sentinel of your heart into your heart? Communion and conversation with your Lord. Look what it says in going on in the very next verse. Verse 7. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, wow, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. We're all frailed human beings. And in the difficult times of life is when we might let the sentinel down and allow things into our heart that ought never to come into our heart. Or let things come out of our heart that ought not to come out of our heart. And this verse exhorts us to commune with our God. And He, not you, but He will help you to keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus, that will pass any understanding that you might have of your own. But let's go further into the next two verses. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things, think on these things. All those whatsoever things are the good ingredients of life. The good ingredients that you ought to allow into your CPU, through your ear gates, through your eye gates, through your mind gate, that you might determine the outcomes of your life. Those things in verse 9, those things which ye have learned, received, heard, seen. And the flip side, the outcome. Do! Those are the things that we are to do. And if you do, and the peace of God shall be with you. By the way, I should circle back to the story that I began with. The hamburger helper with the ground sirloin. The best one I ever had. Because it was made with the best ingredients that it had ever been made with. An example that garbage in will get you garbage out, but treasure in will get you treasure out. Proverbs 4:23, keep thine heart with all diligence. Put a sentinel around your life CPU. For out of it are the issues, the outcomes, the results of your life, your destiny. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I do praise you and I do thank you for your love, for your word, for your encouragement that you have included in your word. Lord, we thank you for your communion and your fellowship that you offer so freely to us. Lord, we thank you for godly Christian friends, that you would cause us and to have us to fellowship with as well. Lord, so many bountiful supplies of good ingredients that you want to fill our hearts with. Lord, I pray then that we would go forth from here and allow treasure to stream into our hearts, that we might therefore be able to show forth ourselves as your children, treasure out, that others might see Christ in us because of our diligence in protecting and guarding our hearts. And Lord, others might be drawn to your bountiful provision as well.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was Mr. David Meller, Dean of the School of Applied Studies at BJU. For a cassette or compact disc copy of today's message, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.